Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Today's Nutrition, where we look at whatever will help us lose weight, feel great, or live longer, better. So today, we are diving into a topic that gets way too little attention until it's too late, your bones. Now, before you think, this doesn't apply to me, it's just for older people, I don't need to worry about that yet, stick with me because I'm about to share something that might completely change the way you think about your energy, your posture, your metabolism, and yes, even your gut health. And I'm going to show you why bone health is so much more than just calcium, and why it is never too early or too late to start strengthening your foundation. You can get better reports on your DEXA scan without those injections that could be loaded with some side effects. So let's start with the big question. Why should you care about your bones right now, even if you feel fine? Because your bones are not just rigid structures holding you up like scaffolding. They're actually living tissue constantly breaking down and rebuilding. And here's the kicker. Most women reach their peak bone mass, the most you're ever going to have, by about the age 25 to 30. Whatever you reach by then is max. And over 40, especially in perimenopause, we begin to lose bone density every single year. And when you hit menopause, you can lose 10% of your bone mass in the first 5 years. So if you are beyond the bone building peak time, it's time to maximize what we're keeping. 1 in 2 women will have a fracture related to osteoporosis, and unfortunately, osteoporosis is often silent until a bone breaks. That could be a hip, it could be a wrist, or it could be the spine. And when that happens, life changes fast. Mortality, quality of life, everything can go south. And I don't say that to scare you, but I say it to empower you, because whatever you do now determines whether you feel strong and steady at 70, that's me, or fragile and fearful. So let's bust a myth right out of the gate. Bone health isn't just about avoiding fractures. Your bones do a lot more than you think. It's about your posture, how tall you stand. It's about balance, your ability to move confidently. It's actually about circulation and mineral regulation. Yeah, your bones help control calcium and phosphorus and vitality. Weak bones mean weak energy, weak mood, and hunched over, which can lead to weak digestion. So if you want to feel strong, vibrant, and in control of your health as you age, your bones need to be part of the conversation. And I promise there's a lot more to it than drinking milk, like the American Dairy Council would like you to think. Boy, oh boy, has that been a strong lobby. Or it's so much more than just taking a calcium pill with vitamin D. Your bones are constantly remodeling. There are two types of cells that are at work, osteoblasts for building and osteoclasts for breaking down. These cells function, and they need to be balanced in their function. You don't want to be breaking down more than you're building up. And that remodeling process is regulated by things we have control over: nutrients, hormones, inflammation, movement, and even your digestion. So let's start with the building blocks. Nutrition, my favorite wheelhouse. You know about calcium, but we need way more than that when it comes to nutrition. Your bone health dream team also has magnesium. Has, of course, vitamin D3 that helps calcium absorption. But how about K2? Because that tells the calcium to go into the bone and away from the arteries. Cardiologists would agree. Then it takes boron and silica and phosphorus. It takes collagen. It takes specific bone proteins. Your bones are 50% protein by volume. And of course, vitamin C and zinc and boron. You just need to be well nourished. And here's the key. You don't build strong bones with supplements alone or with food alone. Your body has to digest and absorb those nutrients. So that brings me to a really overlooked essential for bone health, the stomach acid. Maybe not the sexiest topic, but stay with me because this could be your game changer. Maybe you've heard that stomach acid is bad. It causes heartburn and GERD. But the truth is, you need stomach acid. You need strong stomach acid, and it's crucial for health, doing so many important things, including absorbing bone-building nutrients. Low stomach acid, which is very common in women over 40, leads to poor calcium and mineral absorption, incomplete protein digestion, zinc, B12, and iron deficiency, parasites, bloating, gas, and yes, even bone loss. And if you don't break down the food, you can't extract and absorb the nutrients your bones need to build. How do you know if you've got low stomach acid? Here's some common symptoms. You feel full or heavy after meals. You feel bloated and gassy often. You burp a lot after eating. Undigested food in your stool. Or you've been on PPIs, those proton pump inhibitors, or antacids for a long time, longer than 6 weeks. Or you already know you have osteoporosis despite eating well. So if that sounds like you, your gut may not be broken, it's just underpowered. So the good news is we can support that. Naturally, here are some of my favorite ways to help rebuild stomach acid so you absorb nutrients like a champ. And you still may be thinking, oh, I don't think I'm supposed to have strong stomach acid. Oh, yes, you are. And your stomach lining is designed to be protected against that stomach acid. It is always supposed to be very acid. Okay? All right. So number one, you've got to chew your food well. Digestion actually starts in the mouth. Got lots of factors in that saliva that will actually tag those nutrients for better absorption. Number two, don't drink too much during meals because that could dilute stomach acid. Sip a little bit, just don't chug. Number three, add bitter foods. This is my favorite. Start with a salad, arugula, dandelion greens, radicchio, lemon. They all help trigger stomach acid release, but also that's going to tone up the digestive juices for the liver, gallbladder, and pancreas. Number four, try apple cider vinegar right before your meal. A little bit in water 10 minutes before eating can make a big difference, and this will also lower post-meal blood sugar spikes. Lots of research on that one. Number five, you might need to consider digestive enzymes with hydrochloric acid and pepsin. This supplement mimics natural stomach acid, but please only do that under the guidance of a practitioner, especially if you have a history of ulcers or GERD. And we don't want to forget chronic inflammation, especially leaky gut. Food sensitivities, hidden infections trigger bone breakdown because your body will pull calcium from the bones to buffer acidity and calm that inflammation. So if your gut's inflamed, your bones may be silently suffering too. Okay, how about hormones in your bones? Shifting gears just a little bit, but hormones are one of the biggest drivers of bone breakdown or bone building, especially after 40. So let's talk about the big players. Of course, estrogen. We know it helps slow down bone resorption. That's the breakdown process. So when estrogen drops during menopause, women lose a lot of bone density in just a short period of time. So, you know, when you hit 50, oh my gosh, suddenly you can be diagnosed with osteopenia, which is just mineral loss. progesterone is another hormone that is supporting bone building. And guess what? Chronic stress steals progesterone, which leads to the next hormone, cortisol. I talk a lot about this one in my book, Get Out of Hormone Hell, 6 Heavenly Steps to Lose Weight, Feel Great, and Live Longer Better. Stress management is a big key. And I find that overwhelmingly, people are uptight, stressed, and feeling trapped like a hamster wheel kind of mentality. You got to get this under control because cortisol will tell your body it's in survival mode and it forgets about bone building. We need to survive today, literally, short-term survival, nothing for longevity. And inflammation and cortisol go hand in hand. Both are going to pull minerals from your bones. When your body's inflamed, it's in defense mode. With poor healing, weakened bones, increased risk of fracture. Cortisol literally pulls minerals from the bones to keep blood levels stable when you're under pressure. So if you're constantly in that fight or flight, your bones are going to be paying a silent price. And then we have to think about the thyroid. Either over or underactive can affect that. Let's pause and bring it all together. Your bones aren't isolated. They are deeply connected to the whole body. And it's not just about one supplement. It's about the whole symphony working together. So if you've been taking calcium for years and not seeing results, you might be missing the root cause of bone depletion. But the good news is, never too late to take action. And let's talk about what you can do starting today to protect and rebuild those bones naturally. And here's where I want to pause and remind you of the blue zones all around the world, especially Acciaroli, Italy, where 30% of the population is over 100. No heart disease, no cataracts, no broken bones. And most importantly, they are not genetically different from us. They just eat differently and live differently. So how can we bring those tips from Acciaroli, Italy, into our life? Number one, start with food. The Mediterranean diet is just loaded with good things. So they've got a lot of vegetables, a lot of the leafy greens, those bitters that really help with absorption, the kale, the arugula, the bok choy. They eat a lot of the seafood for sardines and anchovies. And the sardines have bones. And little bitty bones, so they really are packed with bioavailable nutrients. You can also drink bone broth, rich in collagen, sesame seeds, almonds, tahini, great non-dairy sources of calcium. And then you don't want to forget that some sources of K2 that take it into the bone, that's going to be grass-fed butter, egg yolks, and even that substance called natto. Don't have to eat perfectly, but just think about choosing things that are nutritionally dense that would build your bones every day. So you might even want to think about supplements. Some women do need supplements, especially after age 40. And my top one is Bone Maximizer. It contains all the goodies, the calcium, the D3, the K2 to take it into the bones. It has magnesium. It has the bone protein, hydroxyapatite. It's got boron, great trace minerals for strengthening. One thing we really must also think about is movement. Bones are mechanically responsive. They get stronger when you challenge them. And yeah, walking is good, but strength training, weight bearing, resistance training supports the hips and the spine. Jumping, bouncing, think jump roping. Or rebounding, posture training like Pilates and yoga will really be good for not only maintaining alignment and stability, but so good for stress management. 20 minutes every day will stimulate new bone growth. Start where you are. Just start moving with purpose. So now we want to think resting and a little mindset work. Resting, your bones rebuild while you sleep. They break down under chronic stress. So we need to prioritize deep sleep. We need to have boundaries, learning to say no so you can protect your inner peace from things that would drain you. And then we need nervous system support. Our body is designed to need that prayer, journaling, walks in nature, especially in sunshine with that vitamin D. And saying no to the things that drain you, but also saying yes to the things that restore you. Here's an interesting concept. Your bone strength may be a reflection of how well your body feels supported and safe. So here's what I would like you to take from today's talk. Number one, you're not too old and you're not broken. Number two, it is never too late. And number three, bone loss is reversible. You can nourish your bones, strengthen your body, and protect your vitality with root cause approach. So if this resonated with you, I'd love to invite you to go deeper with me. I've got my 90-day VIP program with personalized strategies for your health, even for bone health. We look at digestion, hormones, inflammation, lifestyle, everything. You get the support to build strength from the inside out. Your bones are just really a mirror of your resilience. So building strength isn't just muscles. It's your foundation, protecting your posture, your balance, your confidence that support your gut, your hormones, your sleep, and remind your body it is safe to rebuild. Get out of that stress response. Because you're not made to shrink. You're made to stand strong, tall, grounded, and full of life. So thanks for listening to another edition of Today's Nutrition. If you would like to listen again, you can go to my website, debford.com, or you can go to YouTube under Dr. Deb Ford or any place you listen to podcasts under Today's Nutrition. Until then, keep nourishing your body. It's the only one you've got, and it is worth taking care of.